You're now listening to Convos with Marilyn.
Hi guys, welcome back to Convos with Marilyn. I'm here with an extra special guest. Her name is Kenna. And then she's going to be talking to us about business, entrepreneurship, and just taking life by the horns from a very classy girl's perspective. So we're happy to have you on. Very excited to have you on.
Hi everyone. Hi Marilyn, and hi Marilyn's audience. First off, you know, thank you so much for inviting me to, you know, speak on your podcast.
You're welcome.
I think honestly such an honor. Like I've never been on a podcast before, you know, so it's definitely something that I was hopeful to join and just, you know, speak about something I'm very passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here. Thank you so much, Marilyn, again.
It's fine. It's an honor to have you on. I always like learning from people who are older. And fun fact to my audience, she was my senior in high school.
Yeah.
She was senior in high school. And she was also my really close friend's older sister. So I saw a lot of her when I was growing up, you know. And your sis was something to remember, so... You guys are all hopefully doing well, you know. Okay, so you were talking about owning your own brand.
Yes. So I was speaking on, you know, moving back to Nigeria after university. You know, I realized that the fashion space in Nigeria is definitely a space that I wanted to grow something in. Yes. I realized that, you know, a lot of people find it really hard to, you know, buy things, buy women, young women like myself. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of different brands, but it's like, can you trust these brands? You know, getting clothes from them is a bit more hectic. Discovering where to buy fashionable things from, there was really a big, you know, issue in space. So I was like, okay, you know, I spoke with a couple of people and then started the fashion platform. It's called Anikella. And basically, we connect women like myself, like yourself, to basically African brands that they could actually wear that are fashionable, because there's actually a booming market for contemporary African fashion.
Definitely.
By Africans.
Yeah.
So what, like the platform you can come to, you know, to discover new brands, new designers, fashion, and see what is currently going on in the fashion space for Africans, especially young Africans. So that's one of the major things I would say I'm currently doing. Would you like me to speak on the other things?
Yes. And I wanted to build on that topic on African fashion. Is something, when people say fashion in Africa, I feel like the first thing people think about is Ankara.
Yes.
Like, that is the first thing. And I'm just like, okay, guys, yes, of course, like, traditional prints are beautiful and everything, but, and they can also be really classy.
Yes.
But in times where you don't want to wear printed wear, we also want to have brands that are giving us silk, giving us, do you get what I mean? And you rarely find that. If they're not like people who are buying in from Shein or buying in from outside of the country, you rarely see African brands that are ready to say, we're giving you something affordable to wear in your country, you know.
And, you know, like, I love what you said. You know, it's not just, you know, the Ankaras. Now, you know, you see a lot of contemporary new brands, you know, Center, the label, you know, they're playing with silk, playing with so many different types of materials to create more chic and young, vibrant, you know, fashion pieces.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a growing, you know, market. And you see a lot of, you know, Fashion Week just happened, the New York Fashion Week. And you see a lot of people in New York wearing African brands. And some of them you won't even know. When you see Kai, you know, designed by an African, you see how, you know, her pieces are. You
can
see the raw creativity of African, but still in a very modernized, young way. So it's really amazing to see the growth, honestly.
That's very true. I feel like there's a sudden pride that you get when you can look at what you're doing in your country and say, okay, I'm doing something that's making a name that hasn't been done before. Because when you ask people like, okay, what do you guys wear in your country? And it's like, oh yeah, we have some prints. Mm-hmm. Like, it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be, oh, you guys, I'm ordering in bulk from this place that's abroad. It's like, oh, I can easily just go to this shop or like even order online. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see that African fashion base. Like, when, because I recently interviewed, like, but that's like streetwear fashion, mm-hmm. pop wave. My friend Zay, his brother and also himself, they own this really big company called Pop Wave, and I really like the fact that they're pushing the, it's not just Cortez, you get like, let's also build our own, because the way it's your image as a country, also the image that you're giving your children, like, let's give our children something to like, you get hold on to.
Yeah,
let's not like, okay, mommy, I want to get this top, then she'll have to order it the way from a different country. Like, it shouldn't be. Do you
Yes, you know, and homegrown is also helping our currency.
Yes, I was about to say that.
Is also very important. So I definitely feel like, you know, we can't blame people from ordering overseas when they can't find there. So that's why our major thing is to help people discover authentic brands that are stylish and would definitely be able to, you know, meet their fashion needs instead of going overseas.
And affordable as well.
Exactly. Because,
yeah, like, you know, people, if you say affordable, like, things that teens can wear, like, the first mm-hmm. thing that comes to my mind is Shein. And it's like some, and you know, those affordable clothes are low quality, which is why most of the time people who wear Shein are usually like flamed and like, oh, she's wearing a Shein top. Like, mm-hmm. I really wish there was a place that we could get affordable goods in the country, you know, for good quality, you know?
Yeah. No, definitely. Like, I feel like affordability is so important because if you think about the current wage bracket in Nigeria, in
Africa,
it's not so high, especially for the modern day young women.
Yeah.
Very important. And we do make sure that we don't just, you know, spotlight very expensive brands. You know, we kind of, we don't go past the certain range because we understand that target market, the young people and working people. So yeah, it's definitely very, very important. You know, as time goes on, hopefully more brands continue to emerge when they realize there's a market for it.
Yeah. And,
you know, yeah.
Hopefully, because it's going to, it will definitely make this country, like, you get, like, because I feel like one thing that, and that's quite unfortunate, that, you know, the only things that this country is known for is probably, like, comedy and oil.
Music too.
Yeah, I mean, of course, before anything, music. You guess. So it's like, maybe we can expand in other industries, like, you know, textiles as well.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like, God will help us.
Amen.
God will help us. Also, speaking on fashion as well, like, when I named this podcast A Classy Girl's Perspective, I'm really into the Parisian chic. I feel like I've said this in like 3 episodes straight, but like, I really like the silk scarf minimalist aesthetic, like that. You get, like, for a while, I've just always wanted to branch into that because less really is more.
Yes. Yes. No, I honestly feel like minimalism is definitely something that I do dibble and dabble into.
Yeah.
Like, clean feel about it and always dress it up. You can never really go wrong with a really put together clean minimal look.
Yes.
Dreams premium luxury babe.
Yes. Do you guess? Like, I feel like once you I'd rather be overdressed than underdressed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you can never really go wrong with the clean minimalist look. there's the clean babe aesthetic, you know, the girl that has like the small like golden hoops, you know, with like really like with threaded eyebrows and the pearl choker and things like that. I like that. I like people who look classy 24/7. And of course, there'll be times where you're not even like, and that's the thing with the clean girl look. You don't have to go above and beyond. It manifests from your lifestyle. When you're a clean person, or when you're somebody who just likes their space tidy, you realize that your fashion also like becomes that. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I also really like modest fashion. What are your views on modest fashion?
So I do modest. It can be a bit relative, but if we're looking at, you know, the today's modest fashion.
Yeah.
I would say there's a time and place. You know, I do appreciate people who can pull off modest fashion, you know, all the time. I feel like at the end of the day, fashion is fashion.
Mm-hmm.
If you can pull it off, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm the 24/7, you know, modest fashion girl.
Yeah.
I hate modest fashion. Sorry, I keep switching in between.
Yeah.
Modest fashion. Sometimes I do find myself in that, especially if I'm going for, you know, events, you know, things like that. I do always find myself in a category. But if I'm going, you know, out, partying, things like that, definitely I'm on the other scale. Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, like, modest fashion, I feel like it branched out from the, you know, hijabi. And I just had to say, like, I was talking to my friend yesterday. They are so beautiful. They are so beautiful. And every single, like, hijabi that I meet and I speak with, and I, you know, I'm a lot of Christians too. Like, you don't even have to be like a Muslim to also dabble in hijabi fashion as well. Like, it's when you cover up completely, you just end up like appreciating the one thing that you can't see, which is the face.
You know, now you speak about that, I had this friend when I was in, and like she would, you know, always, you know, tie her scarf. Till one time she came to my house, she took off her scarf, and I passed out. Like, her hair was like, it was almost like, it was longer than like, almost to her, almost to her thigh. Like,
wow.
It was so, I was just like, how do you fit? And it was long and thick and curly. I was just like, girl, you've been hiding this. You know,
you know, they will surprise you because it's what you cannot see that is intriguing. Do you get what I mean? So it's like when there's an allure when someone is mysterious, when someone is like covered up, like obviously for it's not a fashion statement. Obviously, it's a fashion statement to some people, but of course, respect to the religion that demands it.
Yes.
But like, people who cover up in general always, because you know sometimes the covering up can be you wearing like pants and a dress, and we left that far behind like the 2010s. Thank God. Yes. But like, it's covering up is something like my mom is always saying, my mom's kind of fashion is, I would say it's modest. I think it's modest when it needs to be, because we lived in like a northern state in Nigeria for a long time, so she just had to adapt to the fashion there. So that's become like her style of dressing. And it's so wonderful. Like wearing like your own jalabi and your own, like, it's with your own brush, and it's wonderful.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
No, honestly, I agree with you. I do feel like, I don't know what it is, but there's just a type of beauty that you see from someone's face when they're fully covered up. Like, it might not be all the time, but I do feel like sometimes I wear something that I'm completely covered, and maybe it's just my face.
Yeah.
I think that, wow, like, it makes me just appreciate, I don't know, I just look at myself and I'm like, wow, I look beautiful today.
Yeah, so you're not, you're not paying attention to like your curves or like your, do you get it? You're paying attention to like the face that, you know, is God-given, is beautiful.
And it's beautiful.
Yes. Like in the other, in the previous episode to this one, because this will be the last episode for this season. Yeah. So I thought to wrap it up with something wholesome, something beautiful, and something beneficial to the ears as well. Yeah. So in the other episode, Jermaine was like, when girls cover up, you know, he obviously you cannot even like dare look at like curves or like her bum or her boobs or things like that. So you're forced kind of to look at and appreciate her face.
Her face. Yeah.
I made this friend because I just started uni. Mm-hmm. So I made this friend Noor. And you know, so she was all covered up, and you know, so she was even wearing a mask as well. Oh, wow. So I was like, oh, like, let's take a picture together. And like when she removed her mask, I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is you? Like,
yeah.
Wow. Like, you're so beautiful. And she was like, thank you. Like, there's something like, you know, in biblical times, this was mm-hmm. how women would dress like normally.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like there's a beauty that's kind of like ethereal.
Yes, yes. You know? And speaking about beauty, it's just something I would like to even touch on.
Yeah,
I just is definitely something from within. Because, like my mom always tells me that beauty is from within. Beauty, once you feel good on the inside, you're going to glow. So always cater to your insides, which mm-hmm. is something I would say I take very personally. Like, I'm always about what is going on inside me. How do I cater to my spirit, my mind, my everything before my, like, appearance or anything? Because there's a glow that comes in when you're actually taking care of your soul.
Yes, and your soul and your spirit.
Exactly. There's a glow that is definitely, you know, unmatched. And, like, I've had, you know, situations where, you know, I'm wearing a mask. And, like, I'm going somewhere. And I was like, oh, you're so beautiful. And I'm like, you can't even see me. But, okay.
No, it's an aura thing.
It's really an aura thing. Like, I've seen, you know, I've encountered certain people. Energy is just so beautiful. Like, she just has such good energy, you know.
Yeah. And,
yeah, I honestly feel beauty from within is definitely unmatched. And yeah. We all try to take care of our mental, our souls. Before, because it'll always reflect, even if you're not wearing makeup or you're not, you know, dressed so amazingly, the beauty from within definitely
it will shine through. Yeah. I feel like one thing we should remember is that before anything, man is a spirit, he lives in a body, and you know, he has a soul, so you can't deal with one and not deal with the other. I've seen very beautiful girls. You know, and there's just something off.
Mm.
Do you get? There's just something off, like, and you end up realizing that, okay, there's something that she's not dealing with. Because everybody has, like, their issues because God made us, like, imperfect imperfection. Yeah. So it's like everybody is dealing with their own thing because that's how life is. We're meant to grow out of things and we're meant to have challenges that will make us the people who we are. Yes. But like it's a thing where it should be a work in progress. Mm-hmm. God never wants us to stay stagnant like in one place, mm-hmm. you know, and not move because we have problems. You know, so if there's one thing, I always tell people, if there's something that's stopping you, like let's say you're on 89 and there's something stopping you from manifesting your full 100%.
Yes.
I would fight tooth, nail, and sinker to mm-hmm. get to what I want.
Yes.
You know, like to cross that, you know. So if it has to do with, okay, let me see a therapist at least like 4 times a month. Let me pray every day. Let me get up and get busy. Yeah. It will really move your mental health.
I 100% agree with you. And honestly, it's so amazing how the things that you're speaking on, I definitely resonate with it. Mm-hmm. and the importance of evolving as a person, the importance of doing the inner work, be like, what is it about myself that I need to work on to get into higher self? It's so, so important to have those internal conversations with yourself about where are you currently and where do you need to be? Yeah. You know, I definitely feel like I am still on that journey, but I've come a very, very long way.
Yeah. And
realizing where do I want to be and what do I need to do to work on myself to be able to reach my, you know, potential self. So I think it's important. Therapy is important. You know, journaling is something
that... Yes. I literally have my journal and I'm writing as you're talking.
I love it. I love it. Because, you know, it really helps us to take out all the things in our minds that could seem chaotic or running through our minds, all written down. And it helps you realize it's really not that much of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And solve everything way easier than just keeping things in your mind. You know, so journaling helps. And just self-care is definitely something that, you know, really, really helps to just love on yourself, care for yourself. You know, see a therapist. Because a lot of things that could have, you know, influenced us when we were younger definitely would show up as we're older.
Yeah. And
sit down to tackle it or to, you know, really work on changing certain things and your how what happened to you when you were younger affects when you're older. It could really affect, you know, the goals you want to reach and where you want to be. So it's so, so important. I 100% agree with you on that, honestly.
Yeah. I love what you said about how, you know, journalism helps you, journalism, like, in general, helps you cope.
Yes.
It really does. Like, I think more than anyone, I can resonate with that 100% because that is what got me through high school, junior school, like, and life in general. Of course, like, God has mediums that he'll give to you to help you cope. And I feel like writing for me has always been an outlet.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I don't know where I would be if I kept things in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and especially, like, even writing to-do lists. Because people feel like, oh, I remember, don't worry.
Yes.
I remember, don't worry. And you end up forgetting everything you have to do that day and wasting it away.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I've seen times where I've tried to, like, rely on my own memory, and you obviously, okay, you do, and I've seen that I've done just 5% for that entire day when, you know, and then there's a satisfaction when you're crossing out things you've done.
Yes, yes, I agree. I agree. 100%, 100%.
Like, I don't know how people can really go out, like, without, like, you know, the principle in life was, Miss Grace, I know she always used to say, failing to plan is planning to fail.
Planning to fail.
Like, and I, you know, obviously everybody would go around and be like, oh my gosh, she always says this, but it's facts. Yes.
It's fact.
It's fact. Like, I've seen so many times that I've, you know, said, okay, let me just wing it. And the thing winged me. Like, it was horrible. Like, my worst days were the ones that were unplanned.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I also feel like writing things down out there, you know, into the spirit world, the universe, just it puts it out. And somehow, things just start making sure you get those things done.
Mm-hmm.
And writing is so, so powerful. Putting thoughts out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also noticed, you know, I don't know, you know, different people call it different things. Some people call it manifesting. Some people call it, you know, my goal book. Some people call it, you know, but I've noticed that the things I write down, when I do write them down, they somehow come to pass. I don't know what the science behind this is, know what it is, but and I won't remember till I go back and I look at the things I wrote. So I wanted to do this, you know, at the beginning of the year, and this already happened, you know. So it also helps you appreciate where you're coming from, and appreciate, just be grateful that, oh wow, things are actually working, and things I asked for a couple years ago, they've happened already, you know. So Yeah, I think it's so, so good to write things down, honestly.
It is, like, especially really big goals. And I always encourage people, like, to, like, no matter how stupid, in quotes, you think your goal is, like, I can definitely never achieve that, bro. Like, do you know who those kind of goals are for? It's like, if somebody told, because I've always wanted to start, like, a podcast, right? And, you know, I would have conversations with people and I'm like, I really want to record these conversations because whenever I have conversations with people, they're always so insightful. I don't know why. I feel like it's a blessing from God that I always meet people who have like wonderful like knowledge on different aspects of life,
Yes.
you know. So I'm just like, oh my God, I wish I could record this for everybody to hear. And I just said, okay, let me just, you know, and I'm a perfectionist. So when I want to do stuff, I always try, you know, I always give myself reasons in my head. I don't know if it's just me. No, I
No.
can't do it now. I can't do it now because if this happens, then I won't be able to do that. And it has to be perfect. It has to be at this time where I was like, you know what? Let me just start somewhere.
Yes.
You know, I didn't even have a mic. I didn't have a mic. I didn't have equipment. You know, I would go and see like what professional podcasters use, and I did not have any of
Have
that.
anything.
You know, and I was like, you know what? Let's see. When I saw, I think it was last week, I checked and I saw 7.3K on
Wow.
just Apple Podcasts. I was like, what is going
Like,
on? Like, success is really scary, you know. Because you
yes.
know it can happen. Like, of course, success is like a gradual thing, like in most occasions, but sometimes you will not know how far you've gone until you look back and see the road behind you.
Yes, exactly. It's that's why when you write things down and you come back and you're like, wow, this actually happened. Or
Yeah,
you're
and
so
at this time I didn't believe it would.
exactly. So, happy to also see, you doing this podcast. It's honestly so encouraging because you're really encouraging us for people who also want to start things, but their
Yeah.
just dream is too big. So
Yeah.
many people are doing it. But there's space for you. And one thing I live by is anything you can dream, you can achieve. Anything
Yes.
can only achieve what you believe you can achieve. If you
Yep.
can believe I can get this, I deserve this, then you would get it and you deserve it. But
Yep.
if somebody else deserves it, then somebody else will be given. So
Yeah.
it's important to know that anything you want, you have to believe you can get it. Believe it's for you and it will be for you. There's
Yeah,
nothing.
even the Bible says it. Like, and people also forget that the power of the tongue is real. Like, if you say you cannot do it, wallahi, you will never be able to do it. You will never be able to do it. Like, there's so many times I've told myself, oh, there's really nothing I can do now. And then there was nothing I did. Like, there was nothing I did because your brain works on your intentions and your words. So if you program your brain to act in a certain way, then that's how it will act for the rest of your life.
Exactly. And I think it's what you just said now really struck something in me, which is also important. What you program your brain to think, that's how it's going to act. And
Yeah.
I also feel it's also very important to, in regard to business and building a business, whether a podcast, an influencer, anything you're doing, it's
Yeah.
so let your brain know how you want it to respond to situations. And
Yeah.
that, the whole thing about discipline is very, it's something I'm definitely learning to do. Like, I'm really more disciplined in getting things done. Because, for instance, if let's say once you're tired, you're like, okay, I'm tired, I'm going to sleep. Okay, I want this, I'm going to have it. But if you start to little by little program your mind, be like, I'm tired, but I'm going to work a bit more and get
Yeah.
this. Then automatically, as time goes on, you find yourself going the extra mile. But
Yeah.
if every time something bumps up the road, you're like, you know what? I'm just going to let this go. I'm going to sleep. You automatically be like, okay, I'm going to sleep when everything is going chaotic and the business is, going sideways.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep. I've been there and I've seen that it doesn't help. Like being just okay, complacent, be like, okay, I'm just going to leave it as it is. But being able to ask yourself to be like, you know what, it's hard, but I'm going to push because I know it's going to help me in the future and where I'm going.
Yeah.
You see how naturally it will come to you to always want extra. So that programming your brain thing, it's real and it definitely works over time if you take things, you know, if you're consistently pushing yourself and going the extra mile.
Yeah. I feel like in everything that we've said so far, one thing you should take out, one thing you should definitely take out from this podcast is work with intention.
Yes.
See the life you want and demand you have it.
Love that.
Like, yeah. The people you're seeing that are having those huge cars that you're, of course, like some people have like ascribed wealth and all of those kind of things. Like you are like, oh yeah, they got it from this person. But people who've actually like worked for what they have, if you go and meet them, they will tell you what they had to go through. And they will tell you that they also were on the same path that you were. Like everybody has goals. Whether they actualize it or not, everybody has something that they want. That's how we're made. That's how we're built. People can be like, well, I don't really care. But at the same time, there's something that means the world to you. And there's something that you're willing to do to get it. You just have to tell yourself that you're going to do those things to get that thing.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. I love that closing statement, honestly. Demand it. And you will get it.
Mm-hmm.
Demand it, honestly.
Aww. You know, this has been one of the most calming episodes.
I love it.
I love it. And I feel, definitely I'm going to like tag it as that. It was so calming to just have like, and this is morning for me. So like having such a conversation will really start my day in like a right direction. Because I just, I woke up and I was like, let me study. And when you said you were available to do the podcast, I was like, let's go. The best podcasts I have are the ones that are spontaneous.
Aww. Yeah. About to do something, but when you messaged me, I was like, you know what, let's just do it.
Ready? Yes, just do it, you know. I really hope in all my podcasts, I really hope that people take things away. Like my own is not even about like, you know, of course I really want my podcast to go far so that the people who I want, like my mentors, like my potential mentors, like Steve Harvey and everybody.
I love Steve Harvey.
Do you guess like I, if I can reach the point where I can have an actual conversation with him, I will never go back. Like, I will never go back, you know. So, of course, I wanted to go far. But in as much, like, my main goal for my podcast is that I can help at least one or two people in the journey that is life.
Yes.
In as much as, like, if that's my purpose for this world, then let me accomplish it the best way I can.
Amazing, honestly. I've definitely taken a lot from this podcast. Like
I'm feel glad.
More encouraged and just empowered to keep going and go heads on. And honestly, this was really amazing. Like you're such a free person to talk to. Like it was flowing so much. I never had to second think anything. So I'm so happy.
I'm glad. Thank you so much. I'm really glad. So I think you guys follow Kenna on her on her Instagram. Which one do you want them to follow? Like Kenna Glow.
You could follow Kenna's Glow, but also most importantly, follow our platform. Actually, check Anikela out on Instagram. If you're a lady, a young lady in Africa, or even outside Africa, and you're looking for where to discover new African brands with very tasteful and stylish, please check out Anikela Official on Instagram. Thank you.
Love that. I will definitely be doing that immediately. Immediately. So thank you so much, Kenna, for coming on the show. And I think you guys can stay tuned for the outro. Bye for now.
Bye.
You just listened to Convos with Marilyn. Thank you so much for giving me your time and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed it, please follow the show and give us your honest ratings. Stay tuned and definitely keep listening for more. Bye for now.